3335. That's 333-WILL. We also have a toll-free number, that number 800-222-9455, 800-222-WILL. Hi, Jay.
Well, hi, Celeste. How are you?
I'm fine. How are
Great.
You?
Oh, doing okay.
Good.
Doing okay. We just got a new number, and we'd like to thank the 1,080 people who have called in at the pledge number 244-9455 and pledged their support during this membership campaign. We'd like to welcome 134 new friends at WILL into the fold, and we're pleased to report that we are within $23,000 of meeting that $200,000 goal that last Thursday morning seemed so far away.
Mm-hmm. It just goes to show you, you know, one person at a time.
That's right.
One contributor at a time.
Mm-hmm.
We can build a magnificent radio station.
Well, and that's, you know, that's what we always say. The radio station has been built by those who listen and contribute and those who comment to us. And that's why we like to do these hours as well.
And the numbers to do that in the Champaign-Urbana area, the number is 333-9455. And we also have a toll-free number if you'd like to join us and you're outside the local area, 800-222-9455, 800-222-WILL, 333-WILL. Well, we have a listener who would like to talk with you, Jay. So let's go to our caller in Champaign on line one. Hi.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Just have a question or comment. I'm not sure whether the station manager is involved with the programming for the TV station, but if you are, I enjoy getting the BBC that you put on, I believe it's, 5:30 or 6 in the evening?
Mm-hmm.
But your format has changed somewhat. You're now getting, I guess, a more general distribution from the BBC as opposed to the American version that you had some weeks ago. Could you say something about why the change took place?
Well, I can't because I don't program the TV station, but I'll take the note and pass it along, and
give it to Carl. And
yeah, we'll see if we can find out from Carl Caldwell or David Teal
mm-hmm.
who programs the station. Carl is the manager, and see. So you say it's a different version of the BBC News?
I think there's an American version, and the one that's broadcast from England. Both are very good, obviously, but did. Tend to prefer the American version.
Okay. Well, I don't know the answer to your question, but I will pass along the comment that you preferred the American version.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Thanks for calling. And next we go to a listener in Mahomet, line two. Hello.
Hi. I'm just wondering if it's possible to get the monthly program guide emailed.
Emailed? No, not currently. But we are looking at that, and we are in the process of very soon putting it on our website, or at least a majority of it on the website. So it will be accessible that way as opposed to having it in the mail. One of the things that we've been doing is, because it is fairly expensive to produce that, but a significant number of our listeners and viewers have told us that they value it. So we did a survey in the latest, several months ago that we did it, and we just got the results tabulated to see what it is about it people liked and if they would like the option of opting out of the printed version and having it electronically. And so we got some very positive results, and so I think what we're going to do is to put it on the website first and then continue to work toward the electronic side, but also maintain some sort of a printed version for those who prefer it that way.
Sure.
So,
okay.
You would be in favor of electronic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll mark you down in that column. Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Uh-huh.
This is the Afternoon Magazine, radio station manager Jay Pierce with us this afternoon to take your comments and questions. 333-9455, toll free 800-222-9455. And we've got another call coming in on line one. So why don't we go ahead and take this call? Line one, good afternoon, Mackinac.
Mackinac.
Hello there. I would really love, real soon, because the election's coming up, a talk show in the morning on the Constitutional Convention.
Hmm.
Pros, cons, because if my the specific question I have is, isn't our Illinois State Constitution amendable?
Mm-hmm.
And
I'll answer that, yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I assumed that it was, but wasn't sure. And I think if we're going to be voting on something that's as big as that is and is going to cost us as much money as that will if we go ahead with it, we need to know some more information about
mm-hmm.
it.
Okay.
And,
all right.
Okay,
thank
well,
you.
Thanks for that
request. Yeah, thanks.
Request.
Maybe that'll happen. I don't know. I'll pass it along to Harriet Williamson and Martha Deal.
And I want to recommend Jim Meadows'
mm-hmm.
piece that he did, two pieces, a two-part
right.
series. And that is on our website.
Mm-hmm.
And
good
also,
point.
Jim is going to knit that together for me for use on the Afternoon Magazine this
week. Oh, so
week.
You'll have his pieces that we ran on Morning Edition
combined
as part of Afternoon Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
following
great.
The closing market report.
Great.
The other thing I want to mention for folks is that Thursday evening on WILL-TV,
mm-hmm.
Does Illinois Need a Constitutional Convention? And WILL-TV's John Paul will be talking about that question with Brian Gaines and Rick Winkle, both of the University of Illinois Institute of Government and Public Affairs.
Mm-hmm.
That's Thursday at 7:30 on TV. Then at 8 o'clock
mm-hmm.
Thursday, we'll rebroadcast that on AM 580.
Yeah, not sure they can hear AM out there in Mackinac at night, but it would
but
be on the web stream and it'll be archived there.
Yeah, and on television.
And on television, you could. Yeah,
yeah.
WILL-TV on, that's Wednesday night?
Thursday
okay.
night, 7:30
yeah.
on TV, 8 p.m. Thursday
I knew
on
WILL. I knew we did the 8 p.m. on radio. I wasn't sure on Thursday. I wasn't sure what day the TV was on, but that's Thursday at 7:30. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
good. And I will pass along and, you know, maybe I don't know how quickly they can get something like that together, but it's not out of the question. And if it would be valuable to enough people, that's something we ought to consider because it is a good question. Some people have accused that it's overkill to do that because the main question I think that a lot of people are talking about would be the recall of well, for instance, a governor. And some people think that a full-blown constitutional convention might be overkill. We had one, what was that, 20 years ago? Was that
1970.
So it was
voted on by the people.
30 years. Yeah, yeah. So it's been 38 years. And the Constitution had been in place at that time for, I believe, 100 years, pretty much untouched.
So yeah, I want to say 1870.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe somebody will call
yeah.
up and remind me, jog my memory on that.
And so I think that one came the last time they asked the question, it was defeated.
Right.
And, of course, there's the controversy about the wording on the ballot that you'll see when you go to vote this time. So, yeah, it's a good question, though, and it should be talked about.
Let's take another call. A listener in Chicago on line four. Good afternoon.
Chicago.
Good afternoon. You know, I was listening to you guys advertise about the digital radio, but I don't think that would help us up here in Chicago.
We won't help you. No,
I'm
no.
afraid not.
Not on AM 580, anyway.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
You still go out when the sun goes down. You'd go down. So.
Yeah,
I'm glad
and,
you called.
And, yeah, that's a good question because the digital is actually on our FM station's signal, and we piggyback on that to rebroadcast our AM program. So it only has a radius of about 40 to maybe 50 miles from Monticello, Illinois. Now, up in the Chicago area, of course, you have a different 90.9 FM, and that comes from the College of DuPage. So, no,
that's
you
right.
Wouldn't
that's
get
WDCB.
That. Right.
And
but there are a lot of digital stations in Chicago.
Chicago.
Oh, absolutely.
You get a whole bunch of
stations. WBBM, which
mm-hmm.
is...
Yeah, and WBBM and I believe WLS and
yeah.
maybe
I
some others. Not only are they digital on they might be doing an AM digital signal, but I know they put their programming on one of their FM stations' second channels too. So, for instance, you'd hear WLS on FM.
Yeah,
so, the sound quality is great, and you don't get the static from lightning and stuff.
Well,
like
I talked to these guys from Korean Radio, and I asked them, can you listen to a digital high-definition radio without a computer? And they said no, but I think you can.
Yeah, you don't need a computer.
Yeah, I didn't think.
No. And they get all the analog stations, too.
Yeah. Okay, on to business. Since you guys are going down earlier and coming up later, and I know I've asked this before, you're probably tired of hearing it, but have you ever thought about rebroadcasting the show Inside Europe? That's one. Mm-hmm. And two, when is Rich Warren coming back to be a guest on again?
He does double duty here. He does the Focus 580. He talks about electronics. And,
I should have probably asked that from David Inge, but he doesn't have hasn't had it over mine in a while.
Yeah. Well, I think Rich was on with David.
He was on with me to talk about folk music, to talk about the Midnight Special kind of stuff.
Yeah, and he was on with David not too long before that, talking about technology.
What, I miss that? I usually don't miss those things.
Not sure.
Well, we'll be sure to pass that along.
I get mixed up because I just saw him because he comes in before the pledge drive to record some things for the pledge drive for us for Midnight Special.
You know, it is interesting, though, how you guys have the same schedule as they have up here in Chicago, with the exception of Fresh Air, which comes on a little earlier in the daytime, but comes on later at night, too. So if you miss it on your station, you can still catch it. I can catch it three times a day.
Ah, good for you.
Well, too, now that you guys go down. Mm-hmm. Early. But the point being, have you ever thought about bringing it back As It Happens?
I think about it all the time.
Mm. That was a great show. I was sorry that...
It was a good show. It became unavailable for a while. I have discovered that it is now again available. The question is when.
Yeah, when are you going to put it on the air? You know, because, there's only so many hours of the day.
Yeah, because we put The World on, and that's got a very good audience, and we just brought Fresh Air back.
Right.
And we hope that gets a very good audience. So we're kind of limited by the number of hours in the day.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity, you have BBC Overnight, right?
Right.
Because I know they have it up here in Chicago now.
Yeah, from 11 p.m. till 5 a.m.
Right, they stopped broadcasting jazz all night, and they now have that.
Right.
I find it very interesting when I have insomnia to get up and listen to that.
Yeah, good.
Me too.
but it's strange how your schedule and theirs are very similar now.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe they were listening to us.
Yeah, maybe so. Except they canceled a show called Definitely Not the Opera, and you guys never carried that, so.
No. Our opera programming is on our FM station. You're saying not the opera.
This was not an opera show.
I've never heard this show.
DTNO.
It came out of Canada.
DTNO.
And it was definitely not opera.
So. Have you heard that, Celeste?
Yeah, I've heard it in Canada.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Ah.
What do you think of it, Celeste? What did you like?
I enjoyed it. It reminds me a little bit of the Midnight Special.
Yeah, it also reminded me of As It Happens. You know, CQ Lee does a great job on that. And I'm sorry they canceled it up here, but they did.
All right.
And you guys don't carry it, so I guess I'm out of luck.
Darn it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to look into that. I've never heard of it before.
Yeah, that. And there's another show called Resound. I know I've asked you guys about that.
Yeah.
That comes on. That is produced up here by a young lady that does a great job, Gwen Maxide.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes on. Well, they run it Saturday and Sunday. But like I said, I understand that you have a certain amount of time you have to fill and can't get everything in. So.
Yeah, but we always look for what's the best thing to put on, and I can certainly talk to my good friend Tori Malatia about those things. She's the manager up at WBEZ.
Yeah, so. They do a great job up here, too. The only difference is in the morning, on Sunday morning, they only run a weekend edition, once the 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they'd do the three like you guys do, so that sometimes I get to sleep and miss that puzzle.
Yeah, and, there you go. You want that second chance.
Right.
All right, good.
Okay, thanks.
Well, thank you much.
Thanks for the call this afternoon.
Thanks for the idea, as always.
DTNO, definitely not the opera.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. Let's put in a quick pitch for the fact that we're within $23,000 of meeting our pledge goal here, Celeste, and we only have till the end of the day today to do it. So if you're listening and you're thinking that this is a good deal, give us a call at 217-244-9455. That's 244-9455, or log on to willpledge.org and let us know that WILL is something you value by making that $40, $60, or maybe $120 pledge. Or if you live within the 90.9 FM coverage area, if you get a good solid signal, if you're in Monticello, if you're in Mahomet, if you're in Southwest Champaign especially, or over near Decatur, and you have trouble picking us up, when we're at low power at night, or even during the daytime if you're out to the west, and you get one of these digital radios, these HD radios, and we currently have a Cambridge Soundworks unit that we're going to be sending out for a $180 contribution right now, 244-9455, or willpledge.org.
Okay, and if you're listening online, on our front page, there's a great big light bulb.
Yeah, you'll see that.
Power Will. Click on that, and you're right there.
Great. Thank you much.
All right.
We're within $23,000. This morning when I came in and turned the lights on, we were $55,000 away.
Wow.
We're within $23,000.
Yeah. And if you're a supporter of the agricultural service, information service, call today. Your pledge is doubled.
You mentioned that you're supporting the agricultural service, and we have listeners who really want to continue to boost that. And, yeah, they said, we will match all of the pledges. And we were like, everybody's like, is there a limit on that? Is that like up to $2,000? No. It's open-ended. So if you call in and you pledge $1,000 to the agriculture coverage, that brings in another $1,000. Truly. It's pretty amazing.
That is amazing. Yeah. Well, what do you say we take a couple more calls
Great.
Now? A listener in Whiteheath been waiting for us on line one. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, that man that you were just talking to before said that he wondered what other program, you know, if you didn't have any time for programming.
Mm-hmm.
Of other programs, I know one you could get rid of without a lot of problems.
Everybody
is that one on Saturday from those reporters from, I don't know where they're from, Springfield.
Oh,
I think
State Week in Review?
Yes, I think that is a really, those people, all they do is get together and talk about Blagojevich and go on and on. I mean, we've heard that every Saturday they say the same thing. So I just, the last time I heard that program, I thought, I'm calling this radio station, tell them to get rid of that program. I don't know if other people feel the same way, but really, it's those people are so cynical.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people don't like the governor, but, you know, how many times are we going to say the same thing over and over? So anyway, that's my two cents.
Yeah, pass it along. Now you have to tell us a show you like.
Oh, I like a lot of your shows.
I
especially like Garrison Keillor.
Okay.
He's one of my favorites. I like Morning Edition,
Great.
All Things Considered. I mean, I listen to you except when I can't get you, and then I listen to Bloomington.
Now, if you get that digital radio where you live.
Well, I've already given my amount for the year.
Yeah, okay. Well,
but
you know.
Think I could, but.
Or if you go somewhere else and get one, you don't have to get it from us.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Go, you know, you can get them for $100 or so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
and
I'll
you'd be
to
able to hear us
it.
All night. You wouldn't miss any of Morning Edition or All Things Considered.
Because they don't have the same kind of programming. I can get, sometimes I can get Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I can, or Springfield.
Springfield,
I don't know.
Yeah, Springfield.
But you have to have the right weather conditions, I guess.
Yeah, and both of those stations play music and do the news and different kinds of music, and whereas we're mostly, well, with the exception of Midnight Special, all news and talk.
So, yeah.
All right,
okay.
Well, good for you for hunting around and finding public radio.
Ask for a birthday, you know, maybe you got a birthday coming
that's
up.
Right.
Or,
there
that's
you
right.
are.
There you go.
I've thought about that radio in the past, so maybe someday.
Special occasion coming up.
Exactly.
Save up a few pennies and
you'll
you know,
love it.
You will. Yeah, I know Celeste has one in her house
really?
And I have one.
Yeah.
And, oh, it's so nice to wake up. And I live southwest of Champaign, and it's so nice to wake up in the morning to something besides
and get the right weather report rather than from Bloomington.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you get Ed. You don't get Ed Keyser on WGLT.
No,
although
I
that's
can't.
An excellent station. I can't. Yeah. I'm not knocking
they do,
them
they
a bit.
They do have good programming.
They're great.
Their
yeah.
music's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the,
okay.
the blues. All right, thank
All
you
right,
for the call.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks for the call. Next, we go to a listener in Champaign County, line two. Hello.
Hi. I recently had one of those radio diaries that I filled out faithfully, and it turns out that nearly 100% of the time is WILL. The only exception is that I tune in sometimes over to Purdue.
Uh-oh. Four?
They have from 11 o'clock through the noon hour, they've got
day-to-day.
NPR show.
Yeah, day-to-day. Yeah, that's
day-to-day.
Midday show. Yeah. You know what? I listen to that during lunch, too, sometimes. when I sneak out and I'm having lunch or something like that, if I'm not interested in what the BBC is saying here, I'll tune it on, and just to check it out and listen to it. But, yeah, You
but
like
I'm
that
curious.
Show?
You know, that kind of rating, they did say you could, if you listen to on the web, you could put down your listening on the web.
Right.
I don't know if that meant archived programs on the web.
No.
Which, you know, and yeah. You probably have a lot of hits as far as archived programs are concerned.
Yeah, we do. We have tens of thousands of them every month. The listening they're talking about is streaming, and I'll tell you what happens is if a station, and I did this for our station, you can have what's called single line reporting, and what they'll do is if somebody reports to Arbitron, is who you're talking about,
yes,
right? If somebody reports to Arbitron that they're listening to you, whether it's on the internet or on the air, it all goes into one lot so that the numbers all go together. So it doesn't matter if you're listening on the internet or you're listening to us on 580 AM. It would all count together.
Except that they miss the archive.
They don't count that, but we count that.
Yeah.
We can access that.
Yeah. Okay. So so at least you have those data and take that into account. Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. So we get a monthly report on all of the sites that we have that had hits, repeat visitors, unique visitors, and what was downloaded from where.
Okay.
And even by country, you know, we can tell that, for instance, outside of the United States, I believe I was looking at the
France,
September
right?
statistics. Yeah, France. That's right. France is the second country.
See, I do listen.
Yeah. There you go. Well, great.
now, one plea from me.
Sure.
For your morning hosting duties, when you introduce the weather, don't give the weather forecast before the forecaster does. I look at it on the computer, and I can see what he says on the computer, and I can see the radar on the computer. I'd like his interpretation rather than yours, okay?
Gotcha.
Thank you
okay.
so much.
Right, well, that's a good piece
Thanks
of advice
the
there.
Call.
I rarely get to listen to myself, so I'll take that.
All right.
Don't give the weather before Ed does. Okay. I'll take that into account. Some people have asked that we do that because, you know, Ed's gives the forecast at the end, and some people get antsy and they don't want to wait, you know, until the end to hear it. But I think the reason that we do, and some people say, why do you do 5 minutes of weather? You know, it only takes you 30 seconds to get the weather, or 10 seconds or whatever, or I can get it off the internet. But it's exactly what this caller just said. It's the interpretation of what it all is that we're all about during those weathercasts, because we give the weather in brief at, you know, 20 minutes after and at 10 minutes till and at the top of the hour and at 10 minutes after, 9 minutes after. But it's those 5 minutes at 35 past the hour in the morning is meant to give a little more detail, a little interpretation about what's happening, what's likely to be coming, et cetera.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
And the weather service has got to be one of the most popular features on AM and television now as well.
Yes, and it's one of the most accessed sections of our website, too. So
there you
be.
All right, listeners, if you'd like to talk with radio station manager Jay Pierce, give us a call, 333-9455, the number in the Champaign-Urbana area. Anywhere else, toll-free, 800-222-9455-333-WILL 800-222-WILL. No one waiting at the moment.
Good, so we'll do a pitch.
Okay, fair enough. You call the shots.
I'll pull executive privilege.
Okay, there you go.
No, I just would like to say how fantastic I think it is that we're within $23,000 of our goal. $200,000 is a rather ambitious goal for a fall membership campaign. And I think it's no secret, and I don't want to dwell on it, but you know, we've had some financial challenges in our state funding and in our federal funding over the past couple of years, and we have had to meet some rather demanding, we had some budget cuts, all right,
yeah.
and they were pretty tough, and we've tried to make them through, or make it through them and preserve what we call internally, and I don't know how much it means to listeners, but the editorial integrity of the stations. In other words, to try to continue to put the resources we need to into the programs, into the news service and the talk programs, the weather, the agriculture. And so, you know, we've made some cuts in other areas inside, and I think we're handling it. But, you know, the economy is what it is right now, and who knows what it's going to be in the coming year. And so the better that we can do, even in good times, with membership support, you know, that just grows the station. Right now, what we're trying to do is to maintain the editorial integrity of the service that we're able to provide you. And so I guess what I'm saying is we set an ambitious $200,000 goal because the anticipation is not that state and federal resources are going to grow in the next year for us. So we want to be ready. And if we don't get, you know, massive cuts that we need to offset, so much the better. The program service gets better for you with increased contributions. So it's a good idea anyway, I think. And when you call 217-244-9455, you make that happen. 244-9455, or log on to willpledge.org, and we're within $23,000 of that $200,000 goal.
That's
amazing. And
it's
and 1,080 people have called to make that happen. I want to thank each and every person who has, and invite you to join if you haven't ever contributed, to join the 134 people who, for some reason, since last Thursday morning, were convinced that, well, this is the time I'm going to do it. Yeah.
Their time
so
to join us. Let's take another call now for Jay Pierce, radio station manager Jay Pierce. This a listener in Urbana on line one. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Well, I have one gripe, which is pretty good because I usually have a lot more than that.
Just one.
Mm-hmm. About other things. And that is that I've never understood why you have the Midnight Special on a talk radio show. And I especially don't understand why it went from an hour to 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. It was always a two-hour show.
Really? Oh, mm-hmm. I always thought it was a one-hour show. Mm-hmm. I turn the radio off when it's on.
Yeah. Well, some people do. Why is it on a talk radio station? Well, I guess when you look at the grand scheme of things, my belief was at the time we were looking at it, that it was underperforming on our FM station. Thought it was a good program. I was looking for something for Saturday afternoon, and I thought that Saturday afternoon might be a time when people are out doing different kinds of things and maybe not so riveted to the radio to get involved in the discussions about things. And there is an element of appeal, I believe, to the demographic of our audience in this kind of music and the message that it conveys. And so far, listenership has been pretty good for it. So,
I'm outvoted.
And, you know, well, it's not that you're outvoted. It's just, you know, for those 2 hours, we're not providing what you would prefer to have. And I can certainly understand and appreciate that. So will it always be there? I don't know. We'll see. It has a bigger audience than it did on our FM station on Friday nights. And the program that's on in its place on Friday nights on the FM has a bigger audience than Midnight Special did. So it was kind of a win-win from that standpoint. But
I can live with that.
I totally understand. I mean, that's not an answer that's exactly, if I were you, what I would be looking for. But I hope to at least be able to explain the rationale.
Hey, I got to say my piece.
Yeah, and I'm glad you called.
I want to turn that around, though, and also be positive. Not long ago, I wrote you and asked to have Terry Gross's show?
Yeah.
Fresh Air.
Put back on. And then after it reappeared, I realized that between David's morning show and Celeste's afternoon show, you guys have just as good of people on as Terry Gross does.
Well, thank you for that comment, and I'm sure Celeste is glad to hear that, too.
It's really true. I didn't know what I thought I was missing, but I haven't found it to be any better at all than what you guys are already offering. So.
Well, thank you.
That's a heck of a compliment. Now you've got all three.
There you go.
How about that?
All right.
Thanks for your input today.
Thanks very much for the call.
It says a lot, you know, that somebody is willing to call and share what they're thinking with the radio station and with the manager. And I really do appreciate everybody calling on these shows. I want you to know that.
And so often David and I hear from guests, as do Martha Deal and Harriet Williamson.
Yeah.
They hear from the guests, you have a tremendous... just tremendous listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Listening and calling in.
Yeah, I'll tell you that. Absolutely. And I think, you know, I just can't say enough about the four of you, Harriet and Martha and you and David, and the work that you put into these programs. And I know how significant it is to schedule the right guests, to get them scheduled, and then all the research that goes into these programs, and you and David, all the books that you read, it's just awesome. It's amazing.
Well, thanks for the compliment, but I what my point is that really the listeners are part of the program.
Right.
Both Focus 580 and the Afternoon Magazine,
that
both programs.
Definitely is the other part that makes the show so great. You're absolutely right. It's the questions. It's the intellect. It's the curiosity.
Yeah, it's the
participation.
Engagement.
The engagement. It's a good word for it. Yeah, that's what makes those hours so special. And I do get questions quite a bit. Why don't you run Diane Rehm? Why don't you have Talk of the Nation? And you know, of course, the fresh air question, we're very happy to be able to bring fresh air back. I did not want to not have that program 5 years ago, and we had to eliminate it because of budgetary reasons. But you know, part of the whole decision back then, and I will defend it today. Why do you put so much into, you know, your local programs instead of the national programs? Well, I'd like to have both. That would be great. But the fact of the matter is that I'm looking at the present and the quality of our programs. I would match, you know, with these. But I realized that there are people who would like to have these other programs. But in looking at where we invest our resources, and especially with an eye toward the future, right now, the popularity and the use of the internet makes most of these other programs available, very simply. And that's only going to get easier as we get more wireless internet, as we get easier to use and more prevalent devices and cheaper devices to access the internet, especially mobily. You can podcast these programs. There are a lot of other options for getting these programs. And I have to look toward the day, whether it's 2 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road, as the program director of this radio station entrusted and as the manager entrusted, you know, with making sure that we're secure and we're here, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, is that when we're going to have WiMAX, you know, widely available? So you're listening to the internet in your car. It's happening in some places already. You have internet radios that look just like a regular radio. And so when we reach this point, I am very cognizant of the fact that, okay, yes, we still have to worry about over the air because that's where our significant audience base is. But for some of our programs, we have as many listeners, if not more, online now. And so I have to look at that and say, okay, in 5 years, let's say 5 years, and I don't have any inside knowledge that that's a date specific, but in 5 years, if most people are listening online rather than on the air, all of a sudden, that fact that we have a transmitter that goes 60 or 100 miles that we cover geographically on the air becomes less relevant because now we're competing on a global basis with, instead of 20 radio stations or 30 radio stations, you know, within our signal area, or 40 maybe, we're competing with thousands of stations all over the world. What separates us from them? What makes WILL's programming something that people will want to listen to as opposed to what's happening at a station in Boston or New York or California or Belgium or, you know, somewhere else, another part of the world? We have to think about that. And what don't those stations have that we do? Focus 580 in the Afternoon Magazine, agriculture programming, meteorologist Ed Kieser. These are all things that we have. We have AM 580's award-winning news team. They don't have that. So if you're in Champaign, Urbana, you're not going to get the local information on a distant station. But we also have to make it available in these formats, too, because people will be podcasting. They'll be the program director. If we run a program like the Afternoon Magazine at 1 o'clock, no longer do people have to be here at 1 o'clock to hear it. They'll podcast the show. They may listen to it at 8 o'clock at night. They may listen to them all on the weekend. And I'm cognizant of that. You can program your own radio station virtually right now. And you will in the future be able to program these appliances so that when your radio goes off at 7 o'clock in the morning, you're not hearing me doing the billboard at the beginning of another hour morning edition. You're hearing Ed Kieser's weather forecast, followed by Tom Rogers News, followed by the first segment of morning edition. Mm. You choose the order they go in. Mm. So that's part of the answer when we talk about this. It's all a part of the strategy. And there's no exact science to this.
We've got a couple of additional callers.
Let's do it.
Who called in now. So let's go back to the phones and take another call from a listener in Urbana on line one. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I agree with the previous caller about a midnight special. I don't think they sell very many records of the genre that they play, and I don't think there would as much of an audience for it. If you're going to have a music program, I would think it'd be much more productive to have a more popular type of music than what they play.
Hmm.
Secondly, Car Talk, they've got good chemistry, but to have them on two consecutive days of repeat, that's just wasted air as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. And one last comment. Maybe a half-baked idea, but I'll throw it out there anyway. Occasionally I've heard when you have this film music, you know, between segments, something I've liked that I would like to buy, but I don't know the artist, the recording name, the title of the song or anything. But I wonder if it'd be feasible at all to gear your break music for a sales type of thing, because I know I would pay a couple bucks more. Mm. To buy music through you if I knew what it was, and that would improve the quality of your music, and I don't know if it would generate enough money to be feasible. So
that's interesting. Well, you know, there is a thing called All Songs Considered from NPR, and they kind of formed that out of this because people had asked what the music was that played in between news pieces and in and out of different segments of programs. And, you know, it's an interesting thing. Most of the music that we play is somewhat widely available, if you recognize it. We don't really announce what it is, though.
Yeah, it's just that I don't recognize it. And as I say, if I did and I wanted to buy it, I would pay more through
to
you.
Buy it through us.
Yeah, just for the service that, you know, because I do listen a lot to it.
Well, we can look into that. I don't know exactly what all the licensing and rights would be concerned with that, but we can look. And some of the music that you hear in between programs, not only ours but also on NPR, is by our own Henry Frain.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's Lanterna. Uh-huh. That's his musical
project.
Yeah,
uh-huh. So. And perhaps maybe you could have a townie program, an hour or two that's whatever the townies want to talk about. Maybe that would increase community involvement.
Townie talk.
Yeah.
I write down that idea.
Well, that's an interesting idea.
Thank you.
I like good
that.
Ideas.
Okay.
Thank you very much for
Thanks
the input.
Thanks for the call. Next, we go to a listener on line two in Pasotum. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Great. I love your program, and I would say you, Celeste, and David would stand up against anybody. I would hate to see you replaced with some syndicated programs. And I would like to put in a plug for Harry Shearer's show, which I like, but unfortunately I generally fall asleep before I get to hear it all on Sunday night. And my third thing was I originally didn't care for the midnight special on the afternoon, but I love it now. It's informative. It gives a big break. And I agree with Jay that it's when you too many of the programs you want is just stop and listen to, and I could kind of tune in the music and in and out, but if it was a regular informative program, I'd never get anything done because I spend way much too much time listening to WLL anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks. Keep up the good work. Oh, I guess one other thing. What's the story on, it's on Saturday at 5 o'clock, People's Pharmacy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's not like my favorite thing. I like alternative radio at that spot better. But anyway, I know it's probably a programming decision, but I just would like to know what the thought was there. Thank you so much. Keep
Thanks
up the good call. Work.
Thanks for the
yeah,
call.
Yeah, well, the thought was just that it's different. It's a different take on medical issues. The Gradens have a little bit different thought process, I guess, going and discussing perhaps alternatives to the given treatment for things and different things available, and they try to discuss and research. And I thought it was good information. I don't know. You know, we always take the comments on it, and I put them on my sheet, and we look and we see. Alternative radio is still on. It's just later. It's at 9 at night now. So and alternative radio is one of those shows. It's on another radio station in town. So it's, you know, it's available mm-hmm. pretty widely and online, too. So, you know, People's Pharmacy isn't, and so we thought we'd give that a shot. It's done okay. I mean, you know, it's probably like any show. It's got its fans, and others haven't really bought into it. So, but I appreciate having that to put into the file.
Let's take a call now from a listener in Urbana who's waiting for us on line 3. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
I'll just put a word in for the Midnight Special. It has a nice variety of matter, and I think there's certainly a considerable audience for it. I don't think you need to hunt for something more popular. This is brings up things we probably miss otherwise. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Well, thanks thank you very much. Yeah, and that does. I appreciate that comment because it is something different. You don't hear it widely. It's not commonly available music, but so that's part of the thing too.
Okay, let's take another call before we're out of time.
Right.
A listener in Champaign on line 1. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon. I also love the Midnight Special, but that's not why I called. I called because I wonder if you would consider putting Terry Gross back on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Somehow, I'm all ready to hear it at 3, and by the time 7 comes around, I'm busy, engaged in other things.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that people love Terry Gross, and, you know, they're going to want to hear it right after the news, so I understand the location. any chance of putting it on twice? Once at 7?
There's always a chance. What would you tell the people who listen to The World, and there are more of them than ever listened to Fresh Air?
Okay.
Yeah,
that answers my question.
Yeah, that's the rationale right now. But, you know, everything's subject to change. Celeste may come to me and go, I don't want to be on at 1 o'clock anymore. I want to be on at a different time. And we may negotiate that, and something could pop up at 1. I don't know. You never know in this business what's going to happen.
Gotten a good response to the Terry Gross show?
We've gotten a lot of good comments, yeah.
Right.
And, you know, some people have said, I think one of the most popular comments I get is, it's a great time because that's when I'm washing dishes. And I don't know what that means, but, you know.
Well, yeah,
so
you know, it's
that.
Nice to have a friend at the sink with you.
There you
right.
go.
Evening.
So,
right.
Well, we hope it does well there, and we'll always be taking a look at things. Yeah, you know, people like The World now. It's a very popular program. Mm-hmm. That's not to say it will be in a year from now. You know, people's tastes change, and we'll see what happens. But thanks for the input on that.
Yeah, I'd like to put in a plea on FM.
Mm-hmm.
Used to have a great show called The Folk Sampler.
Folk Sampler.
Yeah, it used to be on Saturday afternoon at 7, I think. And it's been buried to Friday morning at 2 in the morning, you know.
Okay.
And its place was put E-Town, which is a perfectly nice little show, but I think the Folk Sampler is definitely missed by our family.
Okay. I'll pass it along to Jake, our FM program director.
Okay. And what can one say about WILL? These are all piddly little things compared to the wonderful job you do.
Well, thank you very much. But they are important comments because they do help us build the station into a station that you enjoy.
So, indeed we do.
Thank you much.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Great.
Next we go to Muhammad, line 2. Hi.
Hello.
Hi there.
I just wanted to defend the Midnight Special totally. I think it's music history, and it's not trying to really sell records. That would just be sort of you have to make your own effort to find out who it was and go buy the record if you want it. But it's wonderful history, and I just love it. And I listen to the radio all week long. I've even gotten to like Amy Guida's show on state government, and that is because I realized I don't get that anyplace else. And if they're saying the same thing every week, it's probably because Illinois government has been at a standstill because of the feud between Emil Jones and the governor. So
State Week in Review.
If they ever do anything different in Illinois government, I'm
there
sure
you go.
They'll cover that.
There you go. So they just cover the topic that's there, I guess. So
right. It's been very informative. So thank you.
Okay.
You're very
well, thank
welcome.
You much. Yeah, I know my wife used to tell me when, you know, I'd come in from working in the yard or something, and they go, "What do you listen to?" She goes, "Governor bashing." Yeah, it was like, well, it seemed like it.
We've got one last call to take this afternoon, so let's talk with this listener. In Urbana, line three, hi.
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 I'd like to put in my plea for live and let live. Nobody expects to like and prefer every offering in a magazine or a newspaper that they pay money to subscribe to. I would suggest that people take what they like and let the rest go. I really like Midnight Special. I like where it is. Same with People's Pharmacy. I really like your emphasis on the local programming, and you've got a tremendous treasure in the hostess of the program that we're speaking on right now.
Well, thank
Great
you.
Great job for everybody, guys.
Well,
and I put
you.
My money where my opinion is, and I have for years.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the
thank
call.
You for the call. What a perfect way to wrap
yeah.
up this hour.
Yeah, thanks to everyone who called.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate your participation in it. And I have really, you know, not taken this hour to hammer on the pledge number, but I do want to mention it, that it's 217-244-9455. We are now within $22,000 of our
Excellent.
Goal, Celeste. 217-244-9455. We ask that you think of the value that you get from the station, you assign an amount to it, and call or log on to willpledge.org. Thank you for your contributions. Thank you for listening, and thanks for participating in a program like this. It's only with dialogue like this that we can do what we do for you and with you.
Okay, and we're going to make way now for Todd Gleason, who's got some numbers for us. And we want to remind folks, Todd, that if folks are contributing in support of the agricultural service today, their pledge will be doubled.
Indeed.
Okay. So,
yeah, time now. It's time to call what number, Jay? Is he still there?
He's oh, sorry. Yeah, 217. I took my headphones off.
Oh, sorry about
217-244-9455. And I'm going to reiterate in just a sec here. I just want to say doubling pledges, and there is no upward limit on that.
Yeah.
There
yeah,
you
so,
go.
Yeah, so we need to go, don't we? We
yep.
need to rock and roll
yep.
this afternoon.
Yep.
Get those ag listeners rolling on this number, 217-244-9455. I know you're out there harvesting this afternoon. First and foremost, be safe. But I know you have a little time at the ends when we get to the closing mark report. Why don't you shut down the machine, make the phone call to 217-244-9455. Take a little nap, get a little rest. Listen to the program for the closing mark report, but pledge that financial support to this radio station. You don't get settlements like this anyplace else, I promise. And it's one of the things that when we came back a few years ago, we said, hey, do you need the settlements? And you said, yes. Yes, we want the settlements. We actually asked the audience, the farm audience, if they wanted these settlements numbers here. And they said, we need them in the afternoon, especially when we're in the tractors, when we're in the field, harvest season, spring, planting season. We want to know what happened all day long, and we need to know the highs and the lows. So we give you the numbers, and here they are from Chicago in the wheat pit this afternoon, 14 and a half cents, the loss today. The nearby December contract at a high of 571.5, a low at 546, and a settlement price at $5.49, down 14 and a half. March 591 and a quarter on the high, the low at 64. Settlement price at 569, down 14 and three quarters. And the May, 604 and a quarter the high, the low at 580 and a half. Hey, that's a nice number, 580. You need to call in 217-244-9455 and support 580 here with your financial pledge at 217-244-9455. May wheat low at 580 and a half, a settlement price at 583. down 14.25. July settled at 596.5, down 13.25. The high at 610, the low at 593.75. A settlement price at 596.5, down 13.25. If I sound excited, it's because we're nearly going to get $200,000. That's the goal for the day. In fact, I bet we do. Member Matchplan says we're going to make it if the ag audience calls in this afternoon with their pledge of financial support. December corn, 427.75. The high, the low at 406.5. A settlement price at $4.11, down 7.5 cents. March futures, 445.5, the high in the corn. The low at 424.75, settlement price at 427.75, down 8.5 cents. In the May contract, 457 the high. The low at 437, settlement price at 439.25, down 8.75. Now the July contract, 468, the high, the low at 47.75. A settlement price for July corn, $4.50, 9 cents the loss. December next year, 485 the high, the low at 63.75, settlement price at 465, down 11.5 cents. December oats today, 277, down 11. March at 294.5, down 10.5. If you dialed the number yet, I hope so. If not, now is the time. 217-244-9455. Soybeans, November contract, down 21 cents. 944.5 the high, the low at $8.92, a settlement price at $9.08, 21 lower for the November beans. January futures, 955.5 the high, the low at 901.5, a settlement price at 915.25, down 25.5 in the March contract, 965 the high, low at $9.11, a settlement price at $9.24.5, down 26 cents. May futures, 969.5 the high, the low at 919.5, a settlement price at 933.5, down 26.5, and the November of next year, a 26 cent loss, 988 the high, the low at 35, a settlement price at 947, down 26 cents in the November soybeans. December bean meal futures and 269.50 top, bottom at 59.20. Settlement price at 265.80, down 70 cents. In the January futures, $1.20 lower, 266.90. December contract, 35.80. And the bean oil, down 181. And the January futures at 36.29, down $1.82. Just before I came on the air, the director of ag programming here, Dave Dickey, said, Todd, we just need 9 phone calls to have 100 pledges for agricultural programming on this radio station through this fund drive period. Make that happen. Dial now, 217-244-9455. $100 would be great. 120 is where I suggest. 180, 240, 500, 640. Thank you very much. I'm Todd Gleason.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
The livestock contracts in Chicago finished on the upside today. October live cattle, the high 91.85, the low 90.90, the settlement 91.82.5, that up $1. December 93 even, the high 92.10, the low 92.97.5, the settlement that up 90. February 94.05, the high 93 even, the low, the settlement 93.85, that up 70. April 94.90, the high 93.70, the low 94.87.5, the settlement that up 115. October feeder cattle 99.45, the high 98.65, the low, the settlement 99.27.5, finishing up 62.5. November 99.70, the high 98.50, the low 99.45, the settlement that up 85. January 99.20, the high 97.80, the low 99.12.5, the settlement that up 117.5. March, $100.30, the high 99.20, the low, the settlement $100.30, that up 85. December lean hogs, the high 58.07.5, the low 56.95, the settlement 57.77.5, that up 152.5. February, 64.80, the high 63.90, the low 64.52.5, the settlement that up 102.5. April, 70.95, the high 70.12.5, the low, the settlement 70.82.5, that up 102.5. May lean hog 78.42.5, the high 77.60, the low 78.42.5, the settlement that up 87.5. And February pork bellies 91.30, the high 89.10, the low 90.95, the settlement that up 190. The Dow currently off 59 at 9206, the NASDAQ off 35 at 1735, the S&P 5.